Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time for Rant.
And today's bonus rant is brought to you by Zoom 180. Just go to zoom180.com and look at the video of the new revolutionary flashlight, which is available to you now with five LEDs. It's amazing. Go to zoom180.com. The Kings and T-Wolves tonight for the second time in 48 hours. On Saturday, Sacramento opened up a seven-game road trip by losing to the Timberwolves 117-110. That is now, for the Kings, three losses in their last four. You have to ask yourself, would the real Sacramento Kings please take a step forward? They lost to a Philadelphia team without Embiid and Harden. They bounced back against Memphis without Ja Morant and Steven Adams. And then they lost to the 21-27 Raptors, where their offense was at a standstill. Sacramento has been extremely inconsistent much of the season, particularly as of late. The defense is still a problem. And you have to ask yourself, as we get towards the All-Star break, will the Kings start being more consistent, or is this who they are? On nights when the three ball is not falling, they really don't have a chance to win, do they? Because they can't fall back on defense or any other aspect of the game. And the other night against the Timberwolves, the three ball was non-existent. Of course, you could say that about a lot of teams in the NBA, but there are some teams, when they're not shooting the ball well, they can rely on their defense. Sacramento is not one of those teams. And while, yes, they do have a nice cushion in the standings in the West, as far as the playoff picture is concerned, it would not take long with a couple of more losses to fall several spots in this conference. So you better believe that bouncing back tonight is very important in game two of this seven-game trip. And that is my rant for today. Hey, join me later today over on YouTube, 3 o'clock Pacific, Sean Salisbury. We'll talk NFL, and then I'll be on at halftime and the postgame of the Kings and the T-Wolves. Make it a great week, and thank you so much for listening to Grant's Bonus Rant.